You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It is time for a trending report. So you can be in the know when you chat with your friends today. First of all, the Nuggets suffered their first loss of the year last night to the Cavaliers. What happened?
Oh, wow.
Tonight, the Avalanche, they got the ice down at Ball Arena. The Avalanche will be taking on Vegas. And I'm not going to lie, I'm going to be rooting for the Atlanta Braves tonight when they start their World Series against the cheating Houston Astros. I saw that when it comes to the gambling on the World Series,
yeah,
the odds makers or whatever are essentially saying that this is anybody's series. There's not one team that's like a heavy favorite. There's a gambling site that ran 10,000 computer simulations of the World Series. And when they did that, the Braves won 50.5% of the time and the Astros won 49.5% of the time.
All right.
You essentially can barely get any closer than that. The series is starting tonight. There's a story out right now. If you get tired of people at the office constantly stopping by your cubicle and interrupting you with all your work, and you're like, I'm just trying to get some work done.
Come on, Tina.
Company went out there, researchers actually went out there, university researchers, and they found...
What university?
The University of Cincinnati.
Okay.
Are they the Bearcats?
Oh.
The Cincinnati... Oh, I should know that. Anyway, University of Cincinnati... They found that if you get interrupted at work all the time, on a
how many times?
One 100 employees they talked to with every day for 3 weeks and asked. I don't know. It doesn't say how many times they actually got interrupted.
Okay.
I see what you're doing though, and I do.
I'm waiting for a couple more. I keep going.
I'll give you a ding for your interruption.
I'm trying.
They don't mean interrupting in the middle of sentences.
Oh, well.
This is you doing your work. You're hunkered down in your cubicle.
Hey, Bob.
And people come by, hey, what's going
what
on?
What do you think of the World Series tonight?
Yeah, did you watch that Nuggets game last night? So it's not interrupting their speech. It's interrupting their work.
All right.
It took me a minute to see what you're doing there. Anyway, they found out that if you get interrupted at work constantly, essentially, although in the short term it makes you irritated... like I just was with Jer. But in the long term, it builds a sense of belonging and makes people feel like an important part of the team. Do you believe this?
Nice spin. Yeah, I guess so. You feel important enough for somebody to come over and talk to you. It makes you feel good. I'd be all right with
that. I guess I didn't think about it like that. Anyway, the bottom line is, although you're irritated that people are interrupting your work, overall, it builds morale at the workplace.
Nice spin.
That's bull. All right, what else is trending?
Hey, who's been coughing on the Lions? Knock it off. COVID-19 has infected the lions at the Denver Zoo. 11 of them, to be exact. They have tested positive for the Delta variant.
Wouldn't that have to come from their handlers?
I would say so. That's the thing. Part of the story is like, they don't know where it's coming from. But yeah, maybe the zookeepers, you know, got a little something-something and passed it on. Or the public, you know, is out there. Looking at the lions, they found out because they were coughing, sneezing, and acting lethargic. They are not vaccinated, and they are all expected to recover, thank goodness. But it's kind of weird knowing that the lions can catch the Rona. So hopefully they put little masks on them.
Is it deadly for lions?
Ooh, I think it can be deadly for some animals. I don't know. I heard stories that other lions around the country have contracted it, but I don't know if they... passed or not, but I don't know. As of right now, 11 of them here in Denver have it. Big sign that winter is on the way. Trail Ridge Road in Rocky Mountain National Park is now closed. So if you have family in from out of town, you're like, it's pretty out. Let's take them up Trail Ridge Road. No, you can't because it's snowy and crappy up there and they're shutting her down.
Wait till May or June.
That's right. A hiker in Colorado went missing last week. Do we know if this was a man or woman yet? Has anybody?
We don't know.
Did anybody ping us or anything? And they couldn't find this person who went missing, and the reason is so relatable. I guess they were up by Mount Elbert, And a search and rescue team went out looking for him, and they even tried calling this person's phone several times, but nobody answered. Why? Because they didn't recognize the number that was calling them. They thought it was a scammer or, you know, potential spam as it comes up. It turns out the hiker was not actually lost. They were fine. They found their way back down 24 hours after they had left and had no idea anyone was looking for them. So they were just going about their business up there hiking and doing around, farting around on the mountain. And their phone kept ringing and it was like, who is this? But my question is didn't anybody leave a message or just shoot them a text and say, hey, are you okay? We're looking for you.
Search and Rescue Facebook page, they posted the story about, hey, answer your phone when you're, you know, lost. Yeah. And that's the comment that a whole bunch of people made. Like, what, did you text them? Did you leave a voicemail?
Right. Those two things could have helped a lot because this person didn't know they were lost. They were fine, so they just weren't answering their phone. But the story's making the rounds this morning. My God, it's everywhere. All over Instagram, but it's kind of funny. And then Orkin, here's my fourth Colorado story. Orkin just put out their annual list of the rattiest cities in America, full of rats. They do it by looking at how many people have needed an exterminator in the last year. Seventh year in a row, Dom, Chicago. Chicago came in at number one. Gross. The sad part of this list, all the way down at number nine, D-Town. Denver's got rats, bro.
Denver's top 10 in rats.
Man. Here's the big Elon.
Well, there's a lot of attorneys, man.
Hey-oh, bow. Elon Musk is in the news this morning. His personal fortune jumped by $36.2 billion yesterday.
Yeah.
One day, he went to bed and he woke up $36 billion richer. Hertz, the rental car company, placed an order for 100,000 Teslas.
Yeah.
And it made the stock price shoot up like 13%.
Yeah.
It's big money, man.
I own 5 shares of Tesla stock.
Yeah, did it go up?
Okay. And yesterday I just happened to, it was probably late afternoon, 5:30 or 6, and I just happened to scroll over to my account and I saw, whoa.
Hey,
what happened here? I wish I had 5,000 shares of it.
No joke.
But yeah, it jumped something like $115 per share in one day.
Not bad. That's great.
I like the idea of these rental car companies.
Me too, man.
Shifting over to electric cars.
Why not? They're going green.
But you know, when you rent a car, you've got to fill it up with gas before you turn it in. So does that mean you're going to have to plug in your electric car before you turn it in?
That's a good question. I would think so. Somehow. Real quick, here's your Fat America. Reese's is unleashing a new peanut butter cup. It's one of their big cups, the king size ones, that come with crushed up potato chips inside. So that's a combination they're going for. A Reese's filled with wavy Lays.
I'd eat it.
I'd put that in my mouth. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
You can find that there, clickbait, on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. A Nebraska grocery store broke a Guinness World Record by creating an ice cream sandwich that weighs 2,960 pounds. And I know you want to see pictures of it, and you can find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to lay on top of that.
Clickbait.
And melt into it.
How do you keep an almost 3,000-pound ice cream sandwich from melting?
Right, it's a big freezer, man.